You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Jazzy Ash.
And now, a brief history of music making.
Radio, gramophone, RCA, extended play. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Vinyl wax, old 8-tracks, caroling, karaoke. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Yes, for all of time, any song or rhyme. Yes, stuck in your brain, nothing you can do besides sing, sing, sing. In headphones, stereo, saxophone, slide trombone. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. MTV, new CD, MP3, digital stream. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Everybody gotta sing, sing, sing. Yes, for all of time, any song will rhyme. Yes, stuck in your brain, nothing you can do besides sing, sing.
Among the most creative people.
I am, aren't I?
Yes!
You know what the secret is? I'm loving being here and talking to you. That's the secret. Get to know people. Everybody's got a secret story, and they don't want to tell you that secret story because it's a secret. But sometimes if you talk to people, you get a story from them that you say, wow, I didn't know that. Is that what makes you happy, or did that make you sad? It's really interesting.
That's the voice of William Shatner. He is an actor who has appeared in many, many, many movies and TV shows, but perhaps he's best known for being Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise in Star Trek.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
William Shatner also releases records because he is a singer and a songwriter. He's even released records with one of his best friends, the late, great Leonard Nimoy, who played Mr. Spock in Star Trek.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below, to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins. dragon's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
That's William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy from Spaced Out. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're thinking about creativity. Our guest, William Shatner, is a very creative person, and the kids have a lot of questions for him.
In your opinion, what is the most creative aspect about acting, and why do you love it so much?
Well, everybody from, I don't know, when they're born, they may cry, I gotta have some milk, I'm hungry, because they don't have words, right? So they're acting. They're going, ah, ha, 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 ha. And you can tell by the baby's cry what they want. I've had dogs for the longest time. I've got two dogs now. And they talk to me, not in English, but their ears, their eyes, their attitude. And they tell me, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm scared, I want to go with you. They talk. Everybody's talking to each other. We just have to understand the language. We have to pay attention and understand the language. So actors do the same thing. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. You could say, ah, God, oh, and it's angry, right? I don't have to say, darn it. I could say, ah, oh, God, blah, and you know I'm angry. You can communicate on every level, and that's what acting is.
What inspired you to be an actor?
So, how old are you?
7.
When I was 1 year younger than you, I was at a summer camp for a couple of weeks because I'm a city boy. We didn't have many trees and couldn't see the blue sky. So my parents sent me for a couple of weeks to a summer camp. And in that summer camp, we put on a play. Everybody wrote the play, you know, it was about children and having to move out of their house, police coming, and I had a part in the play. And then that Sunday, when the parents came to take us home, we entertained them with this play. And I made the audience cry because of what I had to say, which I now no longer remember, was about having to leave the house, being forced to leave my home. And I said it, not really knowing what I was doing, and I made them cry. And when the curtain went up, I looked out at the audience, and they were crying. And I thought, wow, I made them cry. I made them cry. And later, my father picked me up and said, this is my boy, Bill. And my father gave me love, and I got love from my father, and I made the audience cry. And after that, that was all I did. I went to school. And I got through, but what I wanted to do was make people laugh and cry and get my father's love.
That's beautiful. Making people feel things made you feel like that was your place to be.
That's where I learned from a very early age. But it doesn't matter, because you could learn when you're an old person. That's not what you want to do and study and work for that. It's important you know that you can do anything you want to do. You just have to have the idea. I would like to be a doctor. I would like to be work with horses. I would like to be a dog trainer. I would like to be an astronaut. And that's all you have to do, but you have to work hard to get it. And you can change your mind along the way, but that's the secret.
You raise horses, they're prize-winning horses.
I do.
It is clearly really good for you. You look happy, healthy, and like that is a great life for you.
Especially when I'm talking to kids like this.
What is it like to see the some of the inventions on Star Trek, like the Universal Translator and like Tricorder, get turned into real life inventions like Google Translate?
You have a little piece of film. You put your saliva on the film. You put it in this container, which is about the size of my phone, a little bit bigger. And it only reads one disease at a time. So its program say, do you have COVID? So it's programmed to analyze your spit and say you have COVID or you don't have COVID. But there's 50 other diseases, all of which are troubling to mankind, cancer and all those other dreadful diseases. It can be programmed one at a time to analyze your spit. Then it analyzes it and tells you you have this disease or you don't. It's the beginning of the tricorder. It's happening right now. Three countries in Africa, which is a continent about the size of North America where we are, but on its eastern side, there are three countries, small, poor countries, that have a dreadful disease called Ebola. All of us have cells. Does everybody know about cells? Little tiny squares. That's how we're built. That's how everything is built. So small you can't see them. Cells. And these cells, when they have Ebola, the liquid that's inside the cells doesn't stay inside the cell, leaks out. And it's just dreadful. So this instrument can read if you're going to get Ebola or not. And it's at work right now in Eastern Africa. So the pretend instrument in Star Trek is becoming a reality. And there are many other examples of what you can imagine, just what you can imagine, anything you can imagine, you can make real if you work hard enough at it.
I think that's part of what made Star Trek so successful and continues to be successful, is helping people think of a future world where it's peaceful and we get along and it's about discovery.
See, I don't understand why we can't get on. Everybody wants the same thing. You know what everybody wants? Everybody wants to eat enough so they're not hungry. Everybody wants to sleep in a safe place where they're not going to be attacked. And everybody wants love from mom and dad and friends, and then grow up and have a family and have love. That's what everybody in the world wants. And why we aren't all working in that direction is a very complicated story, but that's all anybody wants, to eat in peace, to sleep in peace, and to have love.
Words of wisdom from William Shatner. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much, everybody. A pleasure talking to you. I know our paths will cross some other time.
William Shatner has a kids' release called Where Will the Animals Sleep? This is one of his favorite tracks called Mushrooms Talk to Trees. Find our full playlist and links at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Create Your Own Way. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Well, I never talk to mushrooms. And if you ask me why, well, I've yet to meet an interesting fungi. Here's the truth I found, as odd as it may be. Mushrooms can communicate, but choose to talk to trees. The parts above the earth are called the fungi fruit. But in the soil mycelium, well, it wraps around the roots. Trees of every kind that line the forest bed, and trees use that mycelium to form a wood-wide web. Oh, man, mushrooms talk to trees. I'm telling you, mushrooms talk to trees. As amazing as it sounds, hey, they chit-chat underground. Now here's another fact, that's strange as any other. Just like us, a tree can have a nice protective mother. The mother tree gets word around the woody trails about the baby trees she has using mushroom root emails. Now, mushrooms talk to trees. I'm telling you, mushrooms talk to trees. As amazing as it sounds, they chit-chat underground. Yeah, mushrooms talk to trees. Oh, mushrooms talk to trees. As amazing as it sounds, as amazing as it sounds. In Spanish, they're El Hongo. In Lebanon, Fatar. Mushrooms have a lot of names in lands both near and far. But does the language change with the country they are in? Do Chinese trees communicate in mushroom Mandarin? No. Mushrooms talk to trees. Mushrooms talk to trees. As amazing as it sounds, they chit-chat underground. As amazing as it sounds, as amazing as it sounds, as amazing as it sounds. They chit-chat, oh, they talk, talk, talk. They chit-chat, they talk, they spell, they scream, they yell, all of it underground.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show is written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Ann Lopez, Daniel Lentz, Claire Reynolds, and Benjamin Green, with recordings by the Kids Crew, Chad Shear, and Grant Taylor. Special thanks to David Felberg and the musicians at Chatter. Find the full video of A Balloon's Breath at childrenshour.org.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour, or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.